Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. Hey, my darling pleasure seekers, I am back. I know you've missed me and I've missed all of you too. I had to take a long hiatus. 2020 right? And I know I was gone for a long time, but I had to disconnect and find my way to kind of zone out for a little bit. And I did it with candles. You know, I've learned how to make candles and now I'm distributing candles. So that became my little getaway the last time you heard from me. So I'm very sorry I was gone for this that long, but I am back. And moving forward, the episodes will drop now on Fridays instead of Wednesdays. Also, I just want to give a shout out to the loyal pleasure seekers who were still like sharing the podcast, because if you are following the Instagram page, Her Pleasure Chest, you saw I posted towards the end of the year the Spotify report. So shout out to all the new listeners across the pond over there in the UK. Thank you for tapping in. I hope you are all caught up. If you are not, go back and listen to all the previous episodes. This now will be the very first episode of 2021. And it is the first episode of season 3. And I promise you, I am not more organized and I'm able to balance everything out. So you can look forward to all new episodes every Friday on all the streaming platforms that you listen to the podcast. So I am so happy to be back. I hope you are all doing well. Happy, happy new year. The pandemic is still here. It didn't go anywhere. There's still disruption in the world, but I really hope you're all taking care of yourself. And yeah, I'm back and I'm just ready to chat and share all the good news and stuff that's coming for this year that you all appreciate, starting with the candles. So make sure you head over to the Simple Pleasures candle. .com and check out the candles I have that I personally made. So that was like my passion project towards the end of the year. So I'm officially back. This episode is going to be a little fun because one of my girlfriends will be on and we're just going to chat. I have some really interested articles to review that some of the lawyer listeners sent to me. So one of them is about a report of people wanting to have sex with robots. Yes, y'all, I'm going to get into it. If you are brand spanking new and you haven't like gone back to previous episodes, just know I am that girl that will give you a little bit of education side. You know, I am a nerd, so I'll give you my nerdy side, but I'll also give you my Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion, ratchetry, okay? So sit back, relax. I am back, your favorite sex coach, your favorite sex positive advocate is back, y'all. So sit back, listen to this quick commercial, and we're just going to get on into it. All right, y'all, welcome back. I promise I will not have on my super sexy voice tonight, even though I'm wearing something super sexy. Y'all know I'm about this life. So I have a special guest. It's one of my darling friends, and she's going to go by the name D. No, I'm telling you now, she got a man. She don't like girls. Y'all don't get no ideas. Y'all kinky motherfuckers. I know how y'all are. Say hi to the pleasure seekers, girl.
Hey, pleasure seekers.
Oh, Lord. She gave y'all a sexy voice. We got a problem.
Listen to me, honey.
We have a problem. All right. So I'm telling you guys now, just in case it sounds like she's a little bit far. She is a little far away in the other sides of the world. But thank God for technology. We can record with people all over the world. This is going to be a candid conversation. This is how we're starting 2021. This is the energy we're going to have all 2021. So you're just going to get some insight into our girls' talk. I didn't prep her. We're about to talk about random shit. No. And we're going to have fun, right? Girl, I pull up an article, right? Well, first, let's talk about seriousness, right? First, seriousness. I love to talk about practicing safe sex, and I had a whole episode about being safe, even though I tell people, you know, have fun, explore, being kinky, be nasty, but be safe, right? A pleasure seeker sent me an article. It was published way back. In October sometime, with the New York Times, saying they're wondering, they were like, people are still having sex, but somehow the STD rates are dropping.
Okay.
So the person sent it to me and she was like, Tasha, what are your thoughts? I was like, people out here still fucking, they're just not getting tested.
That's what it is.
So when I read the article, they're really saying now, and this is concerning to me because they're saying with COVID, a lot of the testing stuff and all that is more geared towards COVID now and not really testing centers. Like a lot of them are closed and stuff like that. They're not doing any testing. So my concern is like, damn, when this goes away, what are the numbers going to be?
Exactly, right? It's crazy. I think the biggest thing, because they're so focused on the whole COVID right now, you may show up, honey, and, you know, God forbid you got herpes or something. No, fuck that. You know, you got COVID. That's just what you have. You know, that's the crazy part. So no matter what you have right now, it's going to be COVID, you know, so because the world is so geared to that. So it's crazy. So you do show up. I heard about it as well, that the testing places are closed for that kind of stuff because the world is so consumed right now about the COVID.
And I'm also thinking, you know, like, people are out here when I look at the news, the brief time I do, and like, people are out here in these streets acting like wild animals, like the parties that they're going to. I know they're drunk and still having random one night stands.
It's crazy. I saw a party just today. I had to write to the person. Is this today or it was a couple of years ago? Like, you forgot to put on a picture throwback. They're like, no, this was last night. I said, what the hell? You know, but, you know, I think people people are kind of fed up as well, man. It's just crazy what's going on. But can you imagine how much fucking is going on right now, though?
I think there's a lot of fucking going on. Hence why you see how many people have baby bumps right now. Because of all the fucking that took place in stay-at-home order. So if you are one of my pleasure seekers and you are currently pregnant because you did some fucking during quarantine.
You know what I'm saying?
Do not name the baby COVID. Do not name the baby Corona.
Can you imagine? Oh my God. Do not name the baby 2020. Do not
name the baby 2020. Like, don't name the baby Panorama. Like, don't name the baby.
Oh my God.
No, it's so crazy. Like, when I saw it, when the person said that to me, I was like, damn, man. Because I've always talked about getting tested. I've shared me getting tested on the show before, because it's very important to me, you know. So it's just like, if you are out there in these streets fucking, be safe.
Oh my God.
Please be safe. Because now more than ever, you need to be safe, because the places you can go to get treated are not open.
Right. You know, can I share a little backstory? Like, okay, so I've been dating, I've been fucking, I've been doing my shit, honey. But when I met my current boyfriend, he's an older guy, of course, and he said to me, you're going to need to get tested. I looked at this motherfucker, I'm like, who are you talking to?
I love him.
Been with anyone that had that approach, you know, they're always like, oh my God, you look good, let's fuck, let's start banging. I'm like, okay, let's fuck, you know. So I wasn't used to being with someone who was responsible, someone who cared about their health. And because of that, I think that's how I kind of, I'm so aware of, okay, what's going to happen. Like, now, before, I would look at a nigga and I'd be like, oh my God, can I say that?
You can say anything. My listeners are used to it. They know I don't edit shit out. They know I just be talking.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. But I'm just, you know, I'm just open, you know? But I wasn't used to anyone like that. So when he approached me like that, I'm like, what the fuck? But now I'm like, oh my God, like, the respect for this man is out the, like, it's like, oh my God, through the roof. Because everyone I've ever been with, it was just fucking and keeping it moving, fucking and keeping it. And I was happy with that. But now you look at a person, be like, okay, I'd fuck them. I'm like, no. He looks so nasty. He looks so dirty. I wonder when last he did a test. So now my approach, or the way I view people and sex and relationship, has totally changed. So please get out there. Please do your test and please be responsible, because not just for you, it's for your people around you.
For sure.
You know, so this is actually bigger than fucking, to be honest with you, you know, because after you finish fucking, turn the lights on, put on back your clothes, it's done, and then you're walking around with all of this, whatever it is, right? So it's crazy, man.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. That's something. And you know, it changes with age, because
right, exactly,
in our 20s we weren't thinking about that shit. I know I wasn't. I've grown up a lot, like, in my whole phase and all my phases. Like, I know that there were just certain things it was not the time. It's not like I wasn't a safe person, right? I practiced safe sex, but it wasn't just like, but let me see your last result. Like, let me see, you know, like, I was,
you know, it's after, I'm like, I'll be laying after the shit. I'm like, what the?
Right, like,
I'm next week.
I've been in situations where, like, I'm laying like, damn, I don't even know this motherfucker's name. Like, wait, what the hell did I just do? Right. So, if you are currently in that phase, be safe. You know, like, if you're out there right now trying to get your fuck on before the second shutdown.
Hurry up and get it, honey.
Please be safe. Please wrap up. Please be safe. And for me, I'm just like, and I think I touched on this before my hiatus. When somebody asked me about my thoughts about, like, the sex parties, like the pleasure parties out there, the swingers clubs now. And I'm like, are you that much in heat where you're going to risk going to these parties right now? Are you fucking with a mask on? Like, going outside with a mask on to just take a walk is hard.
It's, oh my God.
It's uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable, man. Like, I just walk on the balcony, you know, just back and forth, back. So I just can't be, I don't want to say I can't be bothered, but I'm like, oh my God, can we just figure a way out how to control this so we no longer have to live like this? But some people, you know, they don't see the importance of it, right?
Yeah, and it's very important.
And to be honest, they don't even go outside. These people we're talking about, they don't go outside. They only go outside when it's party time. Aside from that, they're the ones who order McDonald's to their house, you know. So
don't be like that. We're not judging. Excuse me. We do not judge on my platform. We don't judge anybody. I don't judge anybody. They know what I'm judging them. But right now, I'm not judging anybody.
No, we're not judging. I'm not judging. I'm just saying that, you know, like me. I don't go out there unless, you know, I'm running to a specific place and I get back inside.
Okay.
That's it. You know what I'm saying?
But we're not going to judge. Okay, friend? We're not going to judge.
Oh, hell no.
If you're out there getting your fix, I'm not judging you. I just want you to be safe. Okay? So
that's it.
That's on that about that. There is another one that came across my radar, which will take us into the realm of fetish, right? So before I even talk about this article, do you have any kink or fetish, you think?
I don't think so. Oh, I don't.
God. I wish y'all could see her face.
I did. I don't. I'm such a boring person. It is ridiculous.
So like, you're honestly telling me there's nothing like, let me see.
Like nothing.
So there's no, you don't have any sexual attraction to any like foreign object.
What the fuck? Oh my God.
Or, okay. All right. How about, the scent of a man, does that turn you on?
Fuck, yes. Bring on the million, honey. I will fuck you in a second.
That is a fetish.
Oh, it is. Okay, then I got lots of them.
So that right there, my darling, is a fetish. Look, y'all, we just pop her fetish cherry. We let her know about her fetish.
I had no clue.
That is a fetish.
I had no clue.
So... Don't let me pull it up. So let me see, because like everybody knows my nerdy side. And I like to give the textbook definition of stuff so I don't stare anybody wrong. I've done so many episodes on fetish and kink. I wonder how I could talk about any more fetish and kink. So the formal definition for my new people who are lazy to go back and listen to previous episodes, right? Or who haven't had the time. I won't judge y'all about that. So a fetish is a form of sexual desire in which gratification is linked to an abnormal degree to a particular object, item of clothing, body part, etc., etc., etc.
Okay.
So that's like the most common fetish in men. Men love feet, right? Foot fetish. Everybody know foot fetish. Most men have a foot fetish. Most men have a breast fetish. Most women have a spanking fetish. A lot of women enjoy being spanked, which is almost like the borderline of kinky as well. So that's like a kink. But when it's on the cusp of you can be spanked all night and have an orgasm, that's like a straight up fetish. Like,
I had
the honor of doing a pleasure party once for a bachelorette party. I think it was a bachelorette party. Yeah, I flogged a few of the ladies until they orgasmed. It was kind of cool.
Oh,
It was sexy. I'm good at what I do. I'm good at what I do.
Listen to me, honey.
So that was fun.
Never tried that.
So
never tried that.
Boom. You have a fetish for scent. Okay.
Uh-huh.
A scent will turn you on, right? That's a triggers the sexual hormones. Okay, cool. Uh-huh. What else?
Uh-huh. I don't know, because now you're enlightening me. But I had no clue, honey.
You had no clue.
I just love that, like a nice, fresh, clean scent, right? So you said foreign object, and then after I'm thinking, hold up, what's a foreign object? Ah. I'm like, oh, my Tinkerbell is a foreign object. Oh. I love my Tinkerbell.
How about a kink? Do you have any kinky stuff that you enjoy doing in the bedroom?
It's like a sex toy, or that's different. Kink is fine. Like a sex toy.
Yeah. Toys, handcuffs, choking.
No, me not gonna do the handcuff thing. No. But now do the handcuff, none at all. No, we're not going to jail tonight. No, no. We'll stick with my little Tinkerbell. She gets me right there. And, and then I'm done.
So it's a no on the handcuffs?
Hell no. The last time a nigga tied me up, I almost burned the fucking house down when he released me. Hell fucking
oh, up. My fucking God.
I pissed up myself. I did a whole bunch of shit. Nah, we're not doing it again. No.
It's just handcuffs.
I'm not in control. No. Mm-mm, we're not doing it. Nope. Next.
It's just handcuffs.
Yeah, without the keys. No, I'm good. Thank you. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
A little restraint doesn't hurt.
No. I used to like to be choked. Not even that shit I don't play with no more. Don't fucking choke me. I will fucking stab you. Yeah.
She's violent, y'all.
Somebody gotta die.
She's violent.
Somebody gotta die.
So now, does your partner know this about you? Like, does your partner know you, your boundaries, your limits?
We've never spoken about it, but he knows not to really know. No.
So then what happens if one day he does it?
He's gonna die.
Oh my God.
He's folks, going to die.
She is the prime example of communicating in your relationship and the importance.
Very, very important.
How important it is to communicate in your relationship to prevent violent acts, okay? I think I remember one time it made the news, this guy and his girlfriend. I think he tried to choke her or some shit like that. And she started beating his ass. Like, he had to call the cops and all this thing. And I was like, communication is key in a relationship. If you are a hardcore, loyal listener, you've heard me talk about this time and time and time and time again. It goes back to communicating.
So
can you imagine her ass end up on the news because her nigga went to go try and choke her and she decided to
hell no, somebody's gonna die, somebody's getting in trouble.
Oh my God.
When I was younger, right, listen to me, I don't know what happened, you know, but the sex drive, I don't know where it went. I gotta go find it. I decided to find it this year. I'm gonna go hunt for it. But when I was younger,
let's put it in the GPS.
Listen to me. I did it everywhere. I didn't even care who the person. I just didn't care. You know, so all that stuff I did. So now I'm like, I sit back. I'm like, did I make that fucking nigga troll me? That nigga could have killed me. Never again. That's it. No more tying up. No more choking. We good. I can't even tell the last time I've been spanked. No. It's crazy.
Blasphemy.
It's ooh. I'm gonna ask him. You wanna choke me? And he's gonna be like, are you okay? He's the next one who's crazy too, so
You need a good
I don't
spanking. But first of all, you don't enjoy being choked.
Not anymore.
So
What? I haven't done it in a long time.
I need to have a conversation with your boyfriend.
I think so.
I'm
He, I think
concerned.
so. Somebody needs to talk
He needs to
to
tie your ass up. And that's the thing, you know, you're the kind of woman where, like, you would say you don't like it, but let him take full control and snatch your little ass
No.
up and you see
Honey,
how
I'm gonna
much you
start
enjoy
pissing,
it.
shitting, and farting. No. The
No.
way my body's just gonna start. No.
I'm gonna tell him to gag you. I'm.
Oh, fuck. What the fuck? So we doing all that shit? Oh, hell, he definitely dying after. He has to die after, right? That's it. So you better enjoy it because that's it, buddy.
Okay,
We got we
y'all.
saying prayers and shit after.
So obviously, D does not have much kink. So clearly, she is a vanilla, right? And y'all know I don't judge anybody. Y'all know I don't judge, but she is a square. She is in her square. And I love to color outside of the square. I don't know what a square is. I'm not even a circle. I'm a whole triangle, hexagon. I'm a hexagon, octagon. Like, I am all of that. Okay. I am, and I don't color in the lines. She do, clearly.
Oh my God.
And
What if the square is just there? No color, no nothing. Like it's just there. I think that's how my square is. There's no
you
color.
are
Like it's just a
bored
square.
square. Like, I could tell she's probably the type of people that was like, no, don't touch me here. Matter of fact, don't let your sweat drip on me. Like,
Oh my
you
God.
are one of them people, aren't you?
That's me. Do not me if you ever make that fucking sweat drip and touch me, it is done. Done. Dead ass serious. And do not try to flip me. I will flip myself. I will let you know when the position is time to change. You do not touch me. You just keep going. Matter of fact, you know what? I think we're done here. That's it.
I know the loyal pleasure seekers right now are judging you hardcore. I am trying not to judge you, but I know they are judging you. I know my inbox is going to be full when this episode drop and they're listening to it. They're
They're
gonna
gonna be
judge
like, oh
you.
my God.
They're gonna say, who is this girl? Like,
No.
so her nigga can't sweat? Like,
No. He can sweat over there in the corner after we're done. And yeah, he can sweat. I have to, I'm the girl who has to have the AC blow, like, listen to me.
like, I can tell, like, you're the girl where, like, the AC have to be at a certain temperature, that you must have sex on the bed. You probably have shower right after. There's no, like, fucking and cuddling. Oh my God.
No.
You're the kind of chick I wouldn't even
Why?
want to fuck. All this extra work?
Why?
Nah.
Every nigga wants to fuck me because
No.
they think I'm fucking friends,
If
and
I
they're
have
like,
to
what
go through
the
all of
fuck?
it, no, we ain't fucking. I'm sorry.
Okay, so let me clear this up for my pleasure seekers. I wasn't always like this. I don't know what happened. Okay. Cause I used to be fun. I used to know how to get it in. I used to get it in everywhere. But now I'm like, no, this floor looks very dirty. Do not put me on this floor. Oh no, you know what? Are these sheets clean? When was the last time they washed? Yeah, I am now that girl. You know what? Let's just go bathe. Let's go take a shower.
Before sex?
Like even in the middle, I just not feeling no more. Let's move to the shower. Let's see what could happen in there.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm gonna change this year. This year is gonna be my breakthrough year. I'm gonna go and find back my 20s, and I'm gonna bring the spunk back, honey. I declared it. I manifested it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's gonna come back. So that's weird. That's not nice.
I'm not judging. Like I said, this is a safe space. I try not to judge. Everybody have their little thing. But the kinkster
I
in me is looking
don't
at you like, bitch, you need to live a little. Like,
I do want we could be open, right? We just had this conversation day to day about, changing things, and after the conversation that it is I that have the problem. It's me who's worried about things. So we're gonna work on that. So 2021 is gonna be the year I just, just bustle naked and just bam, bam, bam everywhere. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
yeah. Okay.
That's
Cool.
it.
So, about this fetish article, well, it's not really like, okay. The article is not around fetish. However, it is interesting. So, according to this article in 2020, there was a study that came out and says a lot of people are open to having sex with robots.
What the fuck? We're not judging.
We're
We're
not
not judging.
judging.
We're not judging.
So this was like a follow-up study, right? So the first time they did this study was in 2017, and they went ahead and did a study again in 2020 to compare the numbers, and it increased in 2020. Was like 6% points higher than the national rate in 2017 of the amount of people that said they would consider having sex with a robot. And of course, this study was done in America because we all know America is just not a real place at this point. Like, it's just, it's
It's not real.
America is its own planet. So when I saw that, I'm like, whoa. Talk about like where do these people live? In Portland, like in Portland, Oregon. I heard in Portland have a very high kink community. So
So we're gonna charge the robot in the day and like or whenever, right? And just go fucking like just fucking the robot. Like
I
that
listen, it makes me think of the fetish. Y'all know I can't pronounce words. For shit, right? It's called agamaturophilia. Y'all know I can't pronounce shit, but the one where it's a sexual attraction to statues and dolls and mannequin, right?
Say what now?
Yeah, that there's a fetish for that. Yeah. So,
Statues?
yes. So when I saw that article, that's what I thought about. But the numbers are insane, y'all. So, like in every category, there were like 6 point increase, 12 point increase. So, like the age group of 18 to 34-year-olds in 2017, 20 of them, like with the rage, is like 20 of them say, yeah, they will do it. 2020 is like 32%. In 2017, it was like 20% within that age group was like, yeah, sure, I'll have sex, probably have sex with a robot. Here comes 2020, that same age group between the ages of 18 to 34, 32% said they will do it. I know. When it comes to men in 2017, 24% of men say they will probably have sex with a robot.
Oh,
2020,
geez.
30% of them say they'll have sex with a robot. So in every category, it increased. The age group 35 to 54, which is like our age group. That's my age group, right? I'm 37. In 2017, 19% of that age group said they probably would. In 2020, 24% of them say yes, they would.
These numbers are correct, like.
I guess so. Now it gets better. For the 55-year-olds and older,
Okay, let me hear this.
10% of them said they probably would in 2017. And
Uh-huh.
in 2020, 13% of them said they would.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And for the
Okay.
woman, in 2017, 9% of them said they probably would. And in 2020, 14% of them said they would.
Ooh. Ooh. No,
All right, so now
don't
it
read.
gets better, right? So the article continued to say, oh, they ask questions. I'm gonna ask you the same question.
Let me hear this. Let me hear this, honey. Let me hear
Right.
this.
So the first question, they post this question out there just to see what are some of the views towards sex with robots, right? So they said, if you had a partner who had sex with a robot, would you consider it cheating?
Well, I think once there's action, I don't know what the fuck, okay, I'm confused, I'm lost. I don't know.
Well, according to the
What?
okay, so according to the study, they said 20% of people said yes, they would consider it cheating.
Oh my God.
31% say no, they wouldn't, and 41% prefer not to say.
Oh my, I think I'm a part of the 41%. No, I'm not a part of the damn 41%. This is stupidness. What the fuck? Now you have me thinking. I think it all depends on, how good the robot performs, honey.
Oh my gosh.
Darn it.
Seriously?
Darn it. You know I'm gonna edit that out.
Oh my God. That is too funny. Oh my goodness, y'all. I don't know what to say. Like, for me, I don't think it would be cheating. Like, is it cheating? Because what? Because it's a sexual act? And it's intercourse, even though it's, not with a real person. I don't know. I'm leaning on the fence of it's not cheating. So, yeah, that's where I'm gonna go. She just got up to run to the restroom. So when she gets back, I'm going to ask the other two questions that are part of the study. But this was really, really interesting when I received it from one of the pleasure seekers. And I was just like, this is too good. And it makes me think of, and the article kind of went on and went into the HBO show Westworld. So if you've never seen that, it's like a sci-fi AI type of movie show. So you can definitely check it out. It's really on the concept of having sex with robots. And the article talks about Westworld, and bringing that plot element, into show form. According to the study, they think if 48% of Americans say using sex for, I'm sorry, using robots for sex will become a commonly accepted practice within the next 50 years. Okay, she's back. So I was telling them about one part of the study that says 48% of Americans say using robots for sex will become a commonly accepted practice within the next 50 years. So if you've never seen the show Westworld on HBO, that's really the plot of the show. It's just like people go to this like amusement attraction place, and these were all like artificial created looking. It's almost like you're entering this like simulation of robots acting out these scenes and you can have sex with them. Yeah.
What? Okay, so what happens with the human race then? Do we just, you know, kind
of... First of all, I feel like 2020 kind of just show us that the human race is becoming extinct. Like, everything is technology. Everything you can do virtually. Like, you really don't need to leave your house for anything.
Wow.
Like, you really don't. You really don't.
Yeah, but, okay, so... What happened in 2020 is the fact it's showing that people are still fucking. You know what I'm saying? We're fucking.
Well, we're producing. Fucking, yeah.
Then, you know, but with the robots now, like, oh,
but
Jesus.
We already function with robots. Like Siri on our cell phone is robot. Like Alexa, Amazon, that's a robot. You know, and the article kind of
you just keep like, you know, like, oh my God, like.
No, but everybody that have Alexa in their homes is a Alexa is a robot.
Wow.
You know, like, people never think about it. Like, when you're saying, Alexa, do this, this, and this in your house, that is a robot. You know, even the broom.
Okay,
have you seen the circle robot broom thingy to clean your house?
Yes,
that's a robot.
Yeah, I actually have one upstairs.
Of course. So now you have a robot in your house. This is like...
No, I don't. Well, I'm envisioning, like, something just fucking... plugged in at the corner in the house, and then you know, they're charging, it turns to blue at night, and then you unplug that motherfucker in the day and it just goes about its ways, right?
Yeah, so I'm sure they already have those. Yeah, I'm sure they already have those worked out, and you probably have to have bazillion of dollars to get them. You know, when we think back on like the iRobot movie with Will Smith, like that was showing us the world that we
Wow.
That's the world we're currently living in, you know? Like,
you know, I'm not judging, but I'm just thinking about all the things that could happen. Like, I'm going to get electrocuted. I'm just going to, I'm thinking a whole bunch of shit that's going to happen. Like, you know,
this
like,
square.
I'm going to get stuck. We're going to get stuck together and a whole bunch of, you know, did this, when was the last time this robot got cleaned? Like, you know,
who
sanitized this robot? And when was the last time you got charged and stuff? Which light are you going to change?
We're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. Yeah. No, we're not. We're not going to do this. Go on to the next question. Here's the next question. Here's the next question. Do you think that engaging in sex with a robot should be considered closer to resembling traditional intercourse to masturbation or neither?
What the hell? You gotta repeat all that. That was a lot.
It was a lot. It was a mouthful.
Oh my God.
Okay. Let me go to the other one because it's simpler. If someone were to pay you, if someone were to pay you to use us to use one of these sex robots, would you consider that prostitution?
Is there money being exchanged in it? I think once there's, you know, a form of currency being exchanged, and you know what I'm saying? But we're not judging, honey. We're not judging. You got to do what you got to do to make your dime. So, you know, by all means.
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening with this world, and I just believe in true happiness. And wherever you find it, honey, you find it. If you find it on a rock, then by all means, you find it on the ship in the middle of the sea. You know, let's get it in. What if find it in the sky? You know,
I mean, this is next level because you do have people out there that use the dolls.
Oh shit! Yeah, damn motherfucker.
Remember, yes. You know, you have. You know, there are individuals out there with these fetishes that have a big old sex doll. Like, that's the human size. That.
Why am I reminded of what'd you call it? What's his name? What was that show with the girl that talks like this? What's Bud something? Oh my, I'm gonna find his name and let you know. Oh, and there was a damn blow up doll and stuff. Like it was.
Yeah, but they have them. Like, and it's not even old school blow up that we think about. They have them that just look so realistic now. that it is, if you have the doll sitting in your chair in your house and somebody walk in, they would think it's a real person if they don't look closely. So you have the, no, you have like, I'm going to try and find you a clip. I don't remember if it was a Vice episode or I don't remember what episode I was like, something I was watching. And this guy, he has his girlfriend is a doll.
This is not real.
Like his girlfriend was a doll. Yeah. His girlfriend was a doll. And yes. Like, and I remember like he had to send her away to that doll specialist to get certain things tuned up. And I was like, what am I watching?
I am done.
He packaged it up. Then the doll like had to go in this big old crate thing, special delivered. And they were filming while he's talking about how he misses her. And yeah.
It's not real. That's not real.
It is for real. It is for real. I can't even remember the episode, but I don't remember what show I was watching when I saw that. Or somebody sent it to me, I think. It was like weird. It's like weird sex or weird kink. It was something like
that's
that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy's name was Al Bundy. Remember Al Bundy?
Oh, yeah.
There was an episode with a blow-up doll and they're walking around. So it just came to mind.
But now it's not even like blow-up. It's not like old school and back in our days.
Technology is on another level.
Yeah.
Wow.
Technology for sure is on next level. And now we're going from, you know, dolls to robots.
Oh, my God. Like, this is crazy. You know what? I don't even... Oh, my God. Maybe I'll do a robot. Why not?
You don't even want to get choked. What the heck?
Listen to me. I'm growing. Okay, this year is gonna be my breakthrough year. We're gonna try a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
No. How about we start with getting spanked? Baby steps. How does someone go from you're a complete square to I'll try a robot? What?
It makes sense. Listen, it sounds like, you know, adventurous and shit. I want to fuck with that. Why not?
Folks, we're going to leave it right there with her, because what we're not going to do is carry on this candid conversation that's about to turn into foolery. Because how you go from you don't want to be spanked or choked or handcuffed to a robot?
Because listen, okay, so dealing with human beings, you're dealing with, you don't know, sometimes they could just flip. A robot is programmed, like, I know what I put inside, I know what it's gonna do next. And yeah,
really,
you know what I'm saying?
The robot can malfunction. Like, did you not watch iRobot when you're all went crazy?
No, I'm going to get the good one. You know what? I'm going to find a square robot.
My God. Do you want to make yourself in a robot?
Yeah. Can you imagine? We're going to be some dope. We're going to be so dope.
This is the end of the conversation, people. I'm going to end the conversation.
We're just getting started, honey.
We're going to end the conversation right here. Because this square is not about to tell us the foolishness about not being open to all the kinky stuff, but want to have a whole experience with a robot. Like,
The robot thing, oh my God.
Ooh. I will not do that with a robot.
Now, I don't know.
I couldn't. So like, for me, it's just like
everything,
human contact. You can't replace that. Like, the human connection and transfer of energy.
That's true. That is true. But,
the touch, you know, like, you can't replace it. I feel like with the robot, it's just for people that are just really not thinking about that. They just want to get their nut off.
I watched this guy once, and his girlfriend was a car. Huh? Like, he was doing a whole bunch of stuff with the car. Yeah, like he was doing everything with the car. You couldn't, the camera guy was passing while they were filming and he just accidentally bumped the car and the guy's like, okay, stop filming. You guys have to leave. This is not working out. So, you know.
So that was his fetish. It's like the people that have their thing for the tree.
A tree?
Yeah, I can like look it up. Like I have notes and notes about all these different kind of fetishes. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There's something out there. Or the ones that have a fetish for balloons.
Oh, okay. No, I'm done. Right. No, we can end it right here.
Yeah. No, there's a, like, I've had, so if you haven't had a chance to like, go back and listen, y'all. Go back and listen. Like, I've had so many episodes talking about these different fetishes and kinks out
there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. I'm not judging, honey. Wow.
Yeah.
A tree. I gotta go look at that one.
Balloon. Yeah.
The balloon is not real. No, it can't be real.
No, they are.
Burst. What happened when the balloon bursts?
They like it. They like that. They like when the balloon pop.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
They like when the balloon pop. Yeah, they like when the balloon pop. There's a whole array. That's something that's like
that,
and I think that's why I personally don't judge people because there's something for everybody out there. Like there is a little bit of everybody there. You know, people that have their fetish to latex.
Okay. You know what? It's getting late. That is crazy. I try my hardest not to judge, but when I hear stuff like this, I'm like,
How about this? Because you let me pull up my notes. The diaper fetish.
Okay, goodbye. It was so much fun being on the what the
sexual arousal from diapers and or the use of it. It is usually incorporated into scat. Water sport, humiliation, and dominance. Yep.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. No, I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't even understand.
Yeah, you
that.
Can come back one time and we talk about all about fetishes and I can literally break down the whole guys, I know what I'm gonna have her do. The next time she comes back, we're going to let her do the kink test on the show and I'm going to ask her all the questions and she's going to answer them while on the show and we can rate her kink level even though we already know she is a square. So
listen to me, the next time I'm on here, honey, I'm gonna be, what is it, octagon? I'm gonna be everything.
No, there's no, you can't go from a square to an octagon. Like you can't. No
listen to me, I want to be a full house next time I'm on here. Like, no, believe me.
No.
This year is my year.
We don't see that happening. The next time you're on here, you need to be telling us that you got tied up, spanked, choked, and all of that stuff. So
I'm going to try it. I'm not going to do the tie up stuff. No. But I'm going to try all the other stuff.
Yeah, okay. If y'all think she's going to try that stuff, slide in my DM on Instagram and let me know what y'all think.
I am.
Until then, yeah, okay. All right, pleasure seekers. That's it, you guys. This episode is a little bit longer than usual. I feel like you deserve it because I've been gone for so long. So now, like I said earlier, the episodes will now drop on Fridays. So listen for that. So now you have like the Friday night to listen to all the kinky, nasty shit I talk about into the weekend, you know. And so on Fridays, check out the episodes. Until next time, as always, embrace your kink, escape the labels, be bold, be beautiful, be you. Peace out.